This morning's reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, the birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to marry him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in strips of cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Normally, on Christmas morning, I haven't had any presents yet, that I tend to get my presents after Christmas, but this year I have had one, and so I've had one from the staff as well, which they've told me I can't open in front of church, so I better not do that. But Father Christmas came this morning, and I got a new coat. I think it's got to go back because the sleeves are a bit short, but I got a new coat this Christmas, so isn't that fantastic? So I have had a present as well. You know, this is my ninth Christmas here as pastor at this church. Seven of those as associate pastor, and now this is my, six as associate pastor, my third now as a senior pastor. And it's been wonderful year by year to come and to share and to see your presence and see what you've got on Christmas morning. You know, I remember the very first week I was here, way back in 2001. It was the week of the 9/11 attacks, John. We'll remember that my induction happened that week. And I was in the office at the back, getting ready for that induction service that first year. And one of the other ministers from the town came to greet me and to shake my hand. And we'd known him for a little while. He was a friend. And he sat in the office and we chatted. And at one point in the conversation, I said to him, "How are you? How are you?" And he burst out crying. And he said, "I'm tired out. I've been in ministry for 40 years. I'm retiring this year and I'm tired out. And next Sunday, I've got to do harvest. And I don't know what to say. After 40 years of doing harvest, I've got nothing else to say." And at the time, I felt really sad, and I prayed with him and we talked with him. And I came home and I said to Claire, "I hope I never get to that situation where I've got nothing to say." You might have a different wish. But you know, 10 years on, I understand a little bit. I've been 14 years in ministry, or longer than that now, and 10 years here at Tabernacle. I understand what he meant. You know, this Christmas I've done assemblies and crib services and carol services, and I've written pieces for the Penarth Times, and I've written fronts for the prayer diary. And when you get to this point on Christmas Day, it's, what is there left to say that people haven't heard before? What is it that's left? I've spoken so many times about Christmas, and I've spoken so many times about the Nativity. What's left to say? And I've got to be honest, last week I was thinking, I don't know what to say on Christmas morning. And I was lying in the bath last week, and I was praying. I think the bath is a fantastic place to pray. And I was lying in the bath, and I was praying, and I just felt God say to me, "Just tell them about Jesus. You don't have to be incredibly clever. You don't have to have wonderful illustrations and clever visual aids. But actually, when we strip away everything else, when we take away the presents and the food and the parties and the new clothes and the snow and everything else, when we take it all away, what are we left with? We're left with Jesus." And this morning, I just want to tell you that God loves you so much that 2,000 years away, in a little town called Bethlehem, 2,000 years ago, God sent his son, Jesus. And this Christmas, however wonderful your presents are, and you've had some fantastic presents, and how wonderful the food is this afternoon when you go home and you share with your families, and how terrific the parties you might go to, I want the one thing to remember this year is Jesus. That when it comes down to it, Christmas is all about Jesus. You know, there in the Gospel of John, in 3:16, it tells us why Jesus came at Christmas. It says, because God so loved the world, God so loved you and me, that he sent his only Son, Jesus. The most precious thing in heaven came to earth, that whoever believes in him might not die, but might have eternal life. I love that. Whoever believes in him. Not whoever comes from the right family. Not whoever's got the right amount of money. Not whoever behaves the right way even. Whoever believes in him will have eternal life. You know, all of us make mistakes. All of us do things that are wrong. It's what the Bible calls sin. But all of us, because of that first Christmas, have got a Saviour in Jesus Christ. That all of us, if we believe in him and turn to him, can know the joy and the peace and the wonder of Christmas. So this Christmas time, I don't want to tell you about presents. I don't want to tell you about wonderful illustrations. I don't want to tell you about anything, but just commend to you, Jesus, that when everything else is taken away, we celebrate today Jesus, born in Bethlehem, growing as a man in that land of Israel, in the Roman region of Palestine, Judea, dying on a cross for every one of us, just showing how much God loves us. When we said, how much do you love us? He said, I love you this much. And then rising to give us new life. The Christmas story and the Easter story belong together. And it's all about Jesus. When you go home, don't forget, amidst all the other celebrations today, that it's all about Jesus. Let's pray together before we sing again. Father, I want to thank you for presents. And I want to thank you for parties and food and families. And I want to thank you for holidays and times of fun and relaxation. But Father, most of all this morning, we want to thank you that the reason for the season is our Saviour. And as we gather today, and as we go on through our day, Lord, may we keep Jesus at the centre of all we do. Father God, we thank you for the greatest Christmas present ever, for Jesus. And we ask that we might follow him from this time on, even closer, that you might give us a fresh revelation today of your love for us, that you might show us how we can serve you better and follow you more closely in this coming year through the one who was born in Bethlehem, Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Let's pray together as we stand. May now the joy and the peace of Christ be with us all. As we celebrate the remainder of this day, may we know your presence in all that we do. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit be with you and those you love this day and evermore. Amen. And together the words of the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.